Turkey's President Erdogan says an attack on Syria's Idlib would be a massacre. And Colin Kaepernick joins Nike's new ad campaign. This is TRT World's daily news brief for Wednesday, September 5th. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says an attack on the opposition and rebel-held province of Idlib in Syria would be a massacre. Ankara also fears another mass exodus of millions of people living in the region. Erdogan was speaking after the UN called on Turkey and Russia to hold talks to avert a bloodbath in Idlib. Moscow is backing Syrian regime forces that are preparing to launch an expected assault to retake the region. Turkey supports parts of the opposition. Libya now, and armed factions fighting over the capital Tripoli have signed a ceasefire. That's according to the UN. Dozens of people have died in a week of conflict between rival armed groups in the city. They're all vying for power and money in the chaos engulfing the oil-producing country since the toppling of Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. A typhoon in Japan has killed at least 10 people as it pounds western regions of the country. It's the most powerful storm to hit Japan in 25 years. And this follows heavy rains, landslides, floods, and record-breaking heat that killed hundreds of people this summer. Dozens of Venezuelans are answering President Nicolas Maduro's call to return home. More than 2 million people are thought to have fled to neighbouring countries since 2014 as Venezuela's economy collapses. President Maduro says his government will continue to help bring Venezuelans home. And finally, Colin Kaepernick might just be the most powerful athlete in the US right now, and he's not even on the field. Kaepernick electrified football when he started taking a knee during the national anthem to protest police brutality against people of colour. It seems to have cost him his job, and he's suing the NFL for apparently blacklisting him. No pun intended. But that probably doesn't matter now, at least money-wise, after Nike made him the star of its new Just Do It ad campaign. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.